It's ice cold outside, but Gruber's ready to melt the microphone. Here's Steve.
You probably heard about this. Last weekend, a linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts and his Uber driver were killed by a drunk driver near that city. They had stopped because Edwin Jackson, the linebacker, apparently was ill, was out of the vehicle, and his driver, Jeffrey Monroe, was standing there with him when a drunk driver careened into them and killed them. A drunk driver that had been thrown out of this country at least three times. A drunk driver with previous drunk driving convictions here as an illegal alien. And yet nobody says anything. Nobody says anything. Joining me now, Emery McClendon, a member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, Tea Party organizer in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Emery, welcome back to the conversation.
Hello, how are you this morning? Good to be here.
I'm doing well. You know, Edwin Jackson's death seems to put a lot of pressure back on those that would protest the United States, those that would denigrate America, those that would say Black Lives Matter, but matter when. This is a guy who was, by all accounts, a good guy, getting a ride home from Uber. Maybe he had too much to drink, but he did the responsible thing and took an Uber car. They stop along the side of the road, and an illegal alien slams into him, killing him and his driver. Why is almost nobody talking about this?
You know, that's a very good question, and it's one that's being asked over and over and over again by people who are concerned about illegal immigration, people who are being concerned about, like you said, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Congressional Black Caucus, and other people, even the mainstream media, because they're wondering why would such a high-profile person, plus his Uber driver, not be mentioned in the media on purpose because of what has happened here. You know, even on today, there's very little mention of his funeral, his going home service, which was held on yesterday. And then ever since the accident happened, you don't hear a whole lot about it. There's no protest. There's no uprage or uproar in the Black community among the Black leaders, even in the city of Indianapolis itself. It's just been quiet. And I think that mainly the reason is because it doesn't fit the narrative and it doesn't fit the agenda of any of those organizations.
Well, here's what it fits the agenda of, though. If you go back to the Harvard-Harris poll here, conducted about a month ago, maybe a little bit less, the community that is the strongest in its stance against illegal aliens is the Black community. 85% of African-Americans in the United States believe that not only should illegal immigration be gotten under control, but 85% believe that legal immigration ought to be cut in half or more. 85%. And yet nobody says anything when an illegal kills a football star, a guy who had worked his way to the very top of the NFL profession, murdered senselessly. Because that's, you can call it what you want, but it's murder. You're drinking, you're driving a car, it's murder. Isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And not only that, he didn't even have a driver's license. He shouldn't have been in this country in the first place. Like you said, he was deported a few times and returned. He also had other alleged convictions and problems with drunken driving and some other miscellaneous crimes. And it really is mystifying because, like you said, there is a high rate of disapproval in the Black community on illegal immigration. And the reason for that is because illegal immigration has greatly affected the Black community as far as its youth and also with adulthood and the number of jobs that Blacks have been able to obtain over the years. Things are beginning to turn around now. The president announced that during his State of the Union address about the highest Black employment rate in the history of recorded numbers. So things are changing. However, it seems like Congress, and especially leadership, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the Congressional Black Caucus.
You call that leadership. Anyhow,
failing.
Go on. Yeah, they've failed, all right. Here's what I find, and I want to point out something else here. But the prosecutor in this case, Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry, filed four felony charges against the killer here, Manuel Ortega Savela. And that's all fine and well. But then he attacks the president. "We are disheartened that ghoulish and inappropriate public commentary has politicized this tragedy. Much of such commentary, including tweets by the president, fails to acknowledge that both Edmund Jackson and Jeffrey Monroe lost their lives." I don't think it misses that point at all. I think it makes the point that if this guy wasn't in the country, no driver's license, he had been deported previously for drunk driving. He's here convicted of drunk driving, and now it's vehicular homicide. And this guy wants to, he doesn't say anything bad about, you know, the guy who did the killing. He wants to take a shot at the president. This is what's wrong with what's going on. Let's take a shot at the president who's sticking up for Americans, like those that lost their lives, like Edwin Jackson, like Jeffrey Monroe. It's absurd.
Yes, it is. And I'm sitting here, and I have that right in front of me also. And it mystified me when I read that. And also, some of the media down in the Indianapolis area, they did exactly the same thing that this prosecutor did. The president was right in what he said. And some of the leaders in the black community are also right in voicing their opinion, but they're not being heard. And it really is an atrocity here because, as I mentioned before, even the leaders who have a voice to say things about this, knowing that this DACA law is going to come up again, that illegal immigration and immigration legally, as far as chain migration, dreamers and everything else is going to come up again very soon, this should be brought out. Because of this illegal immigration, a lot of crimes are being committed, and they are not being reported on in the mainstream media. And especially, like you said, you have two blacks that were killed on the highway in Indianapolis, Indiana. And not just them, but even the families that
President
mentioned in the speech at the State of the Union. There's no mention in the media.
Yeah, nothing. Emery, we have to leave it there, but it's wrong. I'm glad we're mentioning it here, and I'm glad you're standing up for what's right, because otherwise, these needless deaths would be just forgotten. People dying at the hands of illegals, and nobody says boo, except right here. Emery McClendon, member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, thank you.
Thank you.
Quick break, and then back on the Steve Gruber Show.